Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's Yeshiva Special for Marini Maraz Yechiel. This was Moshe and Peshadina. Brian Yisor Moshe Mordechai. Nechagidol Mas Rachel Esther Bas Basheva. And Yechai Fega Bas Mechant Vizbasia. Blum Daz Mechant Bas Chanadina. Miriam Brian Lovans Golda. Baruch HaBasach Rachel Mas Yedeihem. And Adina Basheva Bas Nechagidol. Chanadi Bas Nechagidol. Gila Shana Bas Nechagidol. Rachavat Slacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyan, Perek Lamed Gimel, Sukkim Ches Tiyud, Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, B'levi Amar, Tumecha V'urecha L'ish Chasidecha, Asher Nitziso B'masa, Tereveo Amem Reveo, Amer L'aviv V'limo L'ar Yisi, V'esachav L'ayikir, V'esbenav L'ayada, Ki Shamru, Yimarsecha U'rizcha Yitzaru, Yaru Mishpatecha Yaakov, Visarazcha Yisrael, Yisimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, V'chalil Al Mizbechecha. Pasuk says, Pesukim say, and to Levi he said, let your Urim V'tumim be with your faithful one, with your chassid. You tested him at Masa, and you challenged him at the waters of Meriva. Who said of his father and mother, I didn't see them, and his brother he didn't recognize, and his sons he didn't know. Your words they observed, and they kept your covenant. They shall teach your laws to Yaakov and your instructions to Israel. They shall offer your incense to savor and whole offerings on your altar. Adkan Mi Divrei HaKodesh of the Torah. So the Torah Pasuk opens up with this Chi of Levi, Be'orim B'tumim, and it's totally in the fact that he was tested at Masa. Like Rashi writes, that they didn't complain, when others complained, Shevet Levi didn't complain. Tereveo Amei Meriva, Rashi brings from the Targum, as explained by the Mizrahi and Rabban and Gur Aryeh, that it's referring to the Rivos Imo B'mei Meriva B'chanta Libo V'nimsa Ne'aman. That through the Meriva, Sharivos Imo B'mei Meriva, through the quarrel that you quarreled with him at Mei Meriva, you discerned his heart and you found it faithful. Afterwards it says, Omer la'aviv, etc. Said to his father, I don't see them, didn't ignore his own children, etc. So from this you have two outcomes. Number one, Yorvish Ptecha Yaakov, and Beis, Yassimu Ketar Ba'pecha V'chol Olos Bechecha. So we have to understand what's going on in these psukim. What's the shaychus between Asher Nisiso V'masa, to the outcome of Tumecha V'urecha. They were tested at Masa, so how does that bring to getting the Urim V'tumim? And how does the Omer La'aviv, etc., bring to the outcome of Yoram Mishpatech L'Yakov and Yisimu Ketorah Ba'apecha? We also have to understand what's the great schus, as the Asher Nisiso B'masa, Rashi says, they didn't complain with the other complainers, and therefore they were zocha to Tumecha V'urecha. Since the Mislonim sinned and were punished, what's the shevach that they didn't sin? It's a shevach that a person doesn't kill, doesn't do an aveira, doesn't complain against God, that's a praise, pashut. We also have to understand, why is the pasuk emphasized that B'nei Levi were zocha lalos k'tora ve'apecha v'chol alamiz b'checha? Dafka the Ketores and the Karban Oila, that's Kalil Al Mizbechecha, more than the other Karbanos. So here there's a special emphasis that only B'nai Levi were Zoche Behakravosim. So says Moreno Rabbeinu of Dovid Zatzal, that a person has two things that guide him in his actions, and one is heart, number two is das. The heart is the ratzon, the tshuka, the regesh, desire, pining, the feeling, and usually the lev is for olam hazeh, not for ratzon Hashem. Like Chazal say, Rashi brings in Parashat Shlach, that the eyes see and the heart desires. Nusim Rishayim and Tzadikim is that the Rishayim are Rishus Liban, Rat Tzadikim Liban Rishusim. As the Koach HaTzadikim is not only Mizgabar Ratzim Liban Shloka Rishayim Shem Rishus Liban, they're not Mizgabar Ratzim Alev. Their heart is in their control. And therefore their heart only wants Hashem and His mitzvahs. And therefore, according to this, Berim Mitum, it says, Vayo Alev Aaron Tamid, the Alev is the Makom, but the Urim Bitumim, just like the Mikdash, HaMakudash HaMakom L'Shakle HaMikdash. So the right place for the Urim Bitumim is Alev Aaron, Yinid Alev Tar V'Kadosh L'Gamrei, that it should be only for Hashem. So, what's that? We find by Avraham, what's this? Nevoa Ne'eman L'Fanecha, Shmos Rabba, Parsha Gimel, Tzchof Beis. There it says, Al Aaron, that the heart that was happy with his brother's success, his brother's joy, should wear the Urim V'Tumim. So Aaron was zechah in the Urim V'Tumim because his heart was a makom that's roy for the Urim V'Tumim. Because this inyan of being happy with your friends, with your brother's simcha, is not nothing to do with ma'isim. With skabris hadas al ratzon alev, elakulo tole rak beregesh ein inyanu el alev. It's all about his feeling, and that connects to the heart. A heart that was happy with his brother's simcha is a pure, holy heart, and therefore that can be a makoim, a makudish l'orim b'tumim. So me'atam avur, so now we see very well why the pasuk is tola the schi and orim b'tumim, and what it says, asher nisisa b'masa to reveal mim reviva. The nisayin and masa was not only that they didn't complain, that's an aver, there's no shevach that they didn't complain, but in masa they didn't even feel a ratzon to complain. They just only wanted to do Dvar Hashem, like it says in Targum, Ungulus Dini Sesoi be Nisisa Behova Shlim. They were Shalim, not only be Mais, even be Ratzim, be Machshava. Otherwise, it wouldn't be considered Shlim, complete. Because there was a Pagam in the Ratzim and the Machshava, and that's definitely Nisayim, to be a Leif Tar Legamri when other people are complaining, not to have any tainas at all. So be Memoriva, even though be Maisim. They made a mistake, they were punished, nevertheless, their heart was pure. And there was no Pagam. And therefore, Targum Unculus didn't translate Mei Meriva Bahava Shlim, that was Shalim, rather V'ishtekach Mehimen. There wasn't Shlim was there, but it was found faithful. Because in Maisa there was a Chisar, and it wasn't Shalim, but there was Ne'amanas Belev. We see this in the Ramban. Kevin Shaya Shalim, B'Pamir Rishona, Kosh Kem B'Shniya, Sheiman B'Dvar Hashem, U'B'Chanta Libo Amei Meriva, Mitzas Lavov, Mitzas Ne'amon Lefanecha. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was shalem the first time with the water, the second time. And Hashem looked at his heart and he found it faithful. Because he knew that Moshe believed in him. But because of the Jewish people, he was punished. Ayin Shem Devrei Ramban. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself was faithful. So since his heart was faithful, therefore this heart was zeicha, the heart of Aaron, was zeicha to the Urim V'Tumim. V'yosim v'vur d'abel mashkas v'gur aryeh. It's talking about the einish of the Mei Meriva, the lechayer, even though he didn't sin at all. Nevertheless, his lev was shalim with Hashem and his onish without a pikkuk. Even though they were punished, Aaron and Moshe were punished, and they weren't allowed to come to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have any complaints against Hashem. Ayin b'ayim ekdavar over here. That's an inyan of lev, shu b'shleimus. And therefore they were zochah to the Urim B'tumim. Because Aaron had a pure heart. So Urim B'tumim is totally of a lev, but the inyan of Yoram Mishpatech Yaakov, so Rosh Hashanah being the teachers, that's Tali Ben Asiyah Ben Maisim Shem Mishpatim Shem Nevlevi Yor Yaakov. It's a lower level of the Jewish people of Israel. Even though they don't understand Torah, they're not on the level of Sarashul Yisrael. Again, Yerom Shpitech Yaakov. It's a lower Madrega than Sarashul Yisrael. Yaakov is always the lower Madrega. And nevertheless, they have to know what to do. And that's Bedas. It's like Sarashul Yisrael, it's Torah Bedas. Chinasias Mishpatim Eitzel Yaakov. Bedas is Machal, not the Lev. So, since B'nai Levi were Meshubat HaShem, they were Zoche. And that was Machshu then to be Pope, the Ramagon, the Das, the Horus Lamacha, Das, the Arapel Pi HaShem. Yoiru Mishpatecho li Yaakov, Viseirascho li Yisrael. You will teach your judgments to Yaakov and your Torah to the Jewish people with your Seichel. Their Das is Meshubat HaShem. And another Indian, when a person's Das is Meshubat HaShem, that he's connected to HaShem, because he's only thinking about HaShem. And therefore he's Reil Aktaris Aktaris. Ba'apecha, like the Pasuk here says, Simu Ktara Be'apecha B'chalil Al Mizbechecha. And therefore the Ktara is brought Bifnim, because it's Be'apecha. This incense is in Hashem's nose, Kabiyachol. And that's a kesher with Hashem. And therefore this is so dangerous, like we see by Nadav and Aviv, who were killed when they weren't careful with the Ketores. If only somebody who's kulo kosher l'Hashem can stand with this kesher that they have with Aktaris Aktaris. Chas Hashem was the chisaron in the kesher with Hashem. So he can't have this kesher and then he can't bring the Ketores. B'nei Levi were Zochot Aktaris Aktaris because they were connected through their Das to Hashem. And so too, B'chalil Al Mizbechecha. Rak L'Hashem Levado V'ein Bo Mokum Klal L'Dabar Acher. It's only for Hashem. Kolil. Only for Hashem. Burned only to Hashem. And this is only if you're Kosher L'Hashem. That's B'nei Levi. Their Datum was Das L'Hashem. As we see Vayim, we see in the Pasuk where it says Ha'omer La'aviv, that they said to father and mother, I haven't seen you, brother, I don't recognize you. Kishamura mesecha, uvrischa yinsoru, they guarded your words, your covenant. So what's the kefal of imrasecha? Kishamura secha, uvrischa yinsoru. What's this kefal lashon? What's Rashi mean when he says "Ubrischa yinsoru le'gabi brismila"? That the osim shenoldu b'midbar kol Yisrael lo malu es b'neim, and they were mulim and malu es b'neim. It's hard to understand. The union of mila was in the midbar b'meshach 40 shana. Not immediately when they left Egypt. So how does it say in the Pasuk? Ubrischa yinsoru. Ubrischa yinsoru explains the Aviv and Ima. Omer l'aviv imo lo re'isev. Ve'eschechav lo ikir. Ve'espenav lo edaki shamar v'esecha. Ubrischa yinsoru. Ubrischa yinsoru was the 40 years. Omer l'aviv imo lo re'isev. It's talking about the Maisa Eagle, which was at the beginning. And you had the Omer L'Aviv Limo, they didn't have this union of B'nai Levi keeping the Bris Milo for all 40 years. So the Pasuk is out of order. The Pasuk doesn't make sense. How could Omer L'Aviv Limo L'Aviv be connected to Rischei and Sarah. Rischei and Sarah is all 40 years. Moreover, Elohim is only talking about the beginning, when the Chet HaEgel happened. Rashi says when they sinned at the Egel, and they said, Mila Hashem Eli, so B'nai Levi gathered, it says Moshe, and I commanded them to kill Ish Ishes Avi Imo, whom Yisrael, his mother's father, right? His own father is a Levi, but his mother's father, or his brother from his mother, or the son of his daughter, Yisrael. So they didn't look at family connections, and they did what they had to do. So again, what's the sinyan of Omer Laviv Lima Lo Reisiv? How's that connected to Bris Chayin Tzor, which is all 40 years? So we can explain as follows. And it says in the Pasuk, Kishamra Imrasecha, that there's an emphasis on the Shmira, that it's because it's your Imra. Kishamru Imrasecha, they guard it, that's your Imra. The Hainu Tzivu, Shiyashna Ba Mira, Shal Zay, Sa Shmira. Whatever Zekra B'dasa, maybe it's a Tzivu, Shamra, Rakmach, and Shmira, Zuha, Yacho, Leos, Mashakasa, Bereshit, the Kor Omer Laviv Lima Lo Reisiv. Shamar Imrasecha, that there's an emphasis on the Shmira because it's your Imrasecha. That the Tzivui that there is in this Amira, and on this there was Shmira. And that's done with the Das that understands the Tzivui and preserves it and guards it. And only because of this guarding, it could be what we see in the Reish of the Pasuk, Emer La'avi V'le'ima Lori Isiv. Since they were Meshuvit Acharak L'Imrasecha, so since they were guarding, then they can have what it says, they are meshivet only to Imrasecha. They did only what God says. So therefore they didn't recognize family members, and if they were chayiv misa by the cheda egel, they killed them. So all that mattered to them was imrasecha. And then it says, vayter brischa yinsaru. They guarded your bris. Because in the pasuk it says, omer lo bivlim lo risi, v'esechav lo hikir, v'espanav lo yada. Then lo rak asiya mukhletes. Not only are they doing, even though it's neged avi v'ima v'achav u'benal, because there was sakanas nefashos, elakevan she bris v'kasher im Hashem, im lo kasher zeh lemelam chayim. Not for this kasher, then what do they need life for? Mekoch mitziusim zu kafisha badal le debitu v'mashemalu v'midbar palu v'chei ta'egel v'ofen shel omer la'aviv v'lima lo re'isiv d'achorish kol mahusim v'kesher im Hashem hi v'makom kesher zen kol kesher achar rabbi milo re'isiv me'er lam havei kem zeh o kesher lam im Hashem l'chein yisiu k'tar v'apecha v'chol lam izbechecha. In other words, they have this special bris with Hashem. So you're right, in a chinami, the bris itself they did for all 40 years, but this keeping the bris, being mal in the midbar, was an expression of the fact that all that mattered to them was their covenant with Hashem, was their close kesher to Hashem. And therefore they didn't even recognize their family members. Not only did they kill them, they didn't even recognize them. Omer lavi v'lim lo risiv, I never saw you before. All that mattered to them was the bris. So not only did they were shomri and rasecha, and they did the bris mila in the midbar, not only were they Shomer and Rasecha, that they were willing to kill their family members, since they're Meshubah to Hashem's Imra. But even more than that, they didn't even know their parents. So that's the emphasis here in the Pasuk. Omer Lo Abivim Lo Reisi V'Esecha V'Lo Hikir V'Espanu Lo Yada. So therefore, Gishamer and Masecha, they're willing to kill their family members because they wanted to guard your words. Or Rizchei and Sarah, and they kept your covenant. And it was so strong that they didn't even recognize their family members. Not only did they actively, b'maisa, guard what you said, Hashem. And they killed, when Moshe said, Mil Hashem Eli. And then they went and killed their family members. But Rizchei and Sarah, they guarded your covenant. In other words, they didn't recognize their family members. So they were Shomer and Masecha because Brischa and Soro. So Shomer and Masecha is not talking about Chiyuv Mila. There was no Chiyuv Mila in the Midbar. There was Sekanas Nefashas like we see in the Gemara. They had a special bris with Hashem, and if they don't have this Kesher, what do they need life for? And therefore they were Mermal even in the Midbar. And that was Poel that Lo Reisiv, they didn't even recognize their family members. The whole host was their Kesherim Hashem. So therefore, they don't know him from anybody. So that's the Kishamri Masecha, Amar Labim Lo, I don't know you. Shamri Masecha, therefore, they were able to kill them. Rizchei and Sor, they were guarding the covenant. Not even to recognize them, even though they weren't commanded on Bris Mila, they did the Bris Mila anyway. That's an expression of the fact that without their kesher with Hashem, their lives are meaningless. And therefore, it comes out that the Brischei and Saru, they guarded the covenant, and that brought to the fact that they didn't recognize their family members. They didn't recognize their family members because they were. The only thing that mattered to them was their kesher with Hashem. So now we have the pasuk. Levi amar tumecha v'urecha lishcha tzidecha. Shevet Levi, the Kohen Gadol, gets the Urim v'Tumim. He's a shenisiso v'masa to reveal mimariva. That Aaron's heart was complete with Hashem. Aaron's heart was shalim. Other Jews were complaining, but his heart was shalim, like the Targum says. To reveal Memoriva that in his heart, the Maisi he did wasn't correct, but in his heart he was with Hashem. And therefore, since the heart was in the right place, he was Zocha to the Urim B'Tumim. That's where the Hermitum is, on the heart. Where he was, his leg was shelling with the Onesh. And even though Hashem punished him, he didn't deserve such a harsh Onesh, he might have felt. But he didn't have any tainas. Such a heart deserves the Hermitum. And then Homer Lavi, Belima Larisi, Vesach Vlekir, Aspen of Lodak, Hisham Rusach, Rizchei, and Soru. So they didn't know their relatives. Because they were willing to kill them, because they followed the word of Moshe, of Hashem, and they guarded their bris, and they're guarding their bris, and keeping the bris milah is an expression of the fact that without their kesher and Hashem, their lives are nothing. And Yor Mishpatecha Yaakov, Sarascha Yisrael, on the lower level, teaching the Mishpatim to Yaakov. So that's all in the world of Seichel. Yeromish Patechel Yaakov, so they're going to teach with Seichel. Yasimu Ktorah Ba'apecha V'chol Olam is Bechecha. And therefore they're going to be able to bring the Ktoras and the Korbanos. Because they were Shalim in their Das. And since they were shelling with their das, so the Kohen Gadol can bring the Ketorah Ba'apecha to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sifri says, it's talking about the Ketorahs of Lufnai Lufnim, that's a Kesher with Hashem. And therefore it's very dangerous, and the Divine of you got it for not having the proper Kesher. So only somebody who's called Koliyam Hashem can bring the Ketorahs. So they were shelling, Aaron was shelling in his is Lev, and also the Shevet Levi was Shalom in their Seichel. And therefore they were Zochet to be teachers of Torah to the Jewish people. So they were Shalom in their Seichel and bring the Torahs, the Korbanos, Kula Lashem, Shalom Lashem. And of course it goes without saying there's a ton more to say about these psukim. So hopefully we'll revisit them. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends.